愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
在每年感恩节或者新年的节期，让我们能够感到全家团圆，确实是很大的福气。
Every year during the Thanksgiving or the New Year, when the entire family can unite and have a reunion, it's a very thankful opportunity.
那毕竟我们活着一生啊，除了神之外，最重要还是我们的家庭。
As we live in this world, besides God, all that we have is our family.
所以我们一生对家庭都有很多的理想跟计划。
We have many plans and ideals for our family.
但是当我们信主以后，我们对家庭的理想跟计划有时候会改变。
After we believe in the Lord, our concept of family may change.
因为没有信主以前，我们是凭眼见。
Before we believe in God, we see things only with our own eyes.
所以我们对家庭的理想都跟世界上人差不了多少。
So what we want for our family is no different than everybody else.
那信主以后，我们从眼见进到信心。
But after we believe in the Lord, instead of looking things from our own eyesight, we see things with our faith.
就是进到灵界。
That is, we pursue things in the spiritual realm.
所以我们对家庭的理想会不一样。
So the way we think about our family may change.
那从圣经看起来，我们对家庭的理想有几个层次。
From the scriptures, we see that there are different layers of ideals we can have for our family.
第一步就是要全家信主。
And the first step is for our entire family to believe in the Lord.
第二步要全家敬畏神。
And then for our entire family to fear God.
第三步要全家服侍神。
And then thirdly, for our entire family to serve the Lord together.
那如果我们从圣经很深入的去思考。
So if we meditate upon the scriptures.
这确实是很重要的家庭目标。
This is a very important goal for our family.
我们要靠着神的怜悯，大全能的神。一步一步来带领我们家庭，一步一步的成长。
So we need to rely upon the power of our Almighty God, to show mercy upon us and to guide us, step by step.
你想想看，如果我们Irvine有250个信徒
，If there are 250 members here in Irvine Church,
你的电话簿算算看，大概有多少户的信徒
？And if we can calculate and estimate how many families are there,
一定是超过100个家庭。
There's at least 100 different families.
每一个家庭就是一个小的教会。
Every family is considered to be a church in itself.
如果我们厄文教会每个家庭都全家在侍奉神。
If every family in our church served God wholeheartedly.
这是何等有力量的教会。
And will become a very powerful church.
那教会的力量消失，常常是因为家庭发生问题。
And for the church to lose its power, it is because there are problems within the families.
所以发生问题不是以世界的眼光来看。
And these are not problems from the worldly perspective.
就是从信仰的观点来看。
But rather, these are problems in our faith.
教会就会失去力量。
And if so, then the church will be lacking in power.
有一次有一个教会的负责人会，他们在算他们教会有几个。全家还没有信主的家庭。
And once during the church council meeting, they were counting how many members, how many families, still their entire family has not yet believed in Christ.
那个教会大概有180个信徒。
In that church, there is about 180 members.
算一算，有差不多15对到16对的夫妻一半没有信主。
There is about 15 or 16. Families where only one spouse comes to church.
那我们就发现这样的婚姻第一个有时候很难守安息日。
And so for this type of family, it is very hard for them to keep the Sabbath.
有的是守早上，有的是下午。
Some only come in the morning, some only in the afternoon.
那如果能够来早上跟下午，真的是很难得。
So it is very rare that they can attend both morning and afternoon service.
那聚完会马上走。
They have the service, they have to leave right away.
因为家里面还有另外一半。
Because their other half are still at home.
所以就很难谈到要怎么侍奉神。
So it is difficult to talk about serving God.
有时候也很难谈到要怎么教养子女。
It's also very difficult to talk about how to teach our children.
有的另外一半他没有什么意见所以信主的一方能够带领他的小孩子信主。
And some of the unbelieving spouse, they don't have any opinions, so they can freely bring the children to church.
但是有的另外一方他有他很强的主见。
But some are very opinionated.
小孩子到十八岁才可以到教会。
They said that the children must be 18 for them to come to church.
那我们就发现这个小孩子丧失了最宝贵的一段期间来建立信仰。
So the children, they have lost the opportunity for the best period of their time to establish their faith.
18岁他已经自由了，但是他已经有自己的想法。
By 18, they are free, but they also have formed their own opinions.
甚至因为没有全家信主，有时候要奉献都有问题。
And if we do not have the entire family believing in Christ, even the matter of offering will become an issue.
所以当神的爱充满我们。
So when the love of God can be filled within us,
那个爱包括爱我们的灵魂。
Then the love is the love for the souls of mankind.
那全家信主就变成我们很急迫的一个目标。
Then to bring our entire family to the Lord becomes a very urgent goal for every one of us.
那我们在这个礼拜的读经进度里面有读到《使徒行传》十六章跟十七章。
In the Bible reading this week, we've been reading Acts 15 and 16.
那在《使徒行传》十六章里面记载有两个家庭全家信主。
In Acts 16, talked about two families that their entire family believe.
那我们就来看这两个家庭全家信主是怎么发生的。
And so we can study how this happened.
那这两个家庭非常不一样。
And these were two very different families.
那从十一节一直到十五节。
From verse 11 to 15.
这在讲有一个妇人叫做吕迪亚。
Talked about a woman named Lydia.
她本来就很敬畏神。
She was one who feared the Lord.
所以神怎么带她全家信主呢？
So how did the Lord guide her so that her entire family can be baptized?
那另外一个就是从十九节一直到三十四节。
And the other family recorded from verse 19 to 30.
就是禁足的全家信主。
That is the family of the jailer who came and believed in the Lord.
神又用另外一种方式来带领这个家庭信主。
God used a different way to allow the family of the jailer to believe in the Lord.
所以有时候神到底要用什么方法带领我们全家信主呢？我们也不知道，但是神有他的方法。
So sometimes we do not know in what ways God will guide our family to Him, but God has His ways.
那进这个吕迪亚全家怎么信主呢？
How did Lydia's family believe?
这是因为保罗从亚洲进到欧洲去传道。
This was when Paul preached from Asia into Europe.
那他欧洲传道的第一站。
And the first stop in the European continent
就是到菲律宾
is Philippi.
在十二节
recording verse 12.
那在菲律宾里面，神带领他到一个聚会的地方，在河边。
In Philippi, they came to a place of worship beside the river.
那在那边传福音。
And there they preached the gospel.
那如果我们从第六节一直读到第十节。
So if we read from verse 6 to verse 10,
我们知道这个圣工的突破是圣灵的带领。
We know that the spread of the Holy Word was through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣工要不要计划？
Do we need to plan the work of God?
如果从使徒行传看来，两个方法都有。
And from the Acts of the Apostles, we find that there are two different ways.
使徒行传里面至少有四个突破。
There are four breakthroughs recorded in the book of Acts.
这个四个突破没有一个是从计划来的。
And none of these were as a result of human planning.
第一个突破，犹太教。
The first is the breakthrough of the Judaism.
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
40天前，他们把耶稣钉十字架。
40 days prior, they had crucified the Lord Jesus.
在一个这么恶劣的大环境里面，怎么能够建立以主耶稣为中心的信仰呢？
How can the faith be centered on Jesus be established in such a short time under such adverse conditions?
就是这些门徒遵照主耶稣的吩咐求圣灵。
That is when the disciples pray for the Holy Spirit according to the commandment of Jesus.
祷告得圣灵。
And when they receive Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满。
And when they were filled by the Holy Spirit,
结果圣灵就带领他们突破犹太教建立的主耶稣为中心的信仰。
And so through the Holy Spirit, they were led to break through the barriers of Judaism to establish the church.
那到了《使徒行传》第十章
，And in Acts chapter 10,
是种族的突破。
This is a breakthrough of race and ethnicity.
是谁去计划出来的呢
？And who planned this?
也没有人计划。
And it was planned by no one.
哦，格尼流在祷告。
When Cornelius was praying,
忽然见到异象
he saw a vision.
告诉他你要去请一个人叫彼得来。
And the vision told him to send for Peter.
他有话告诉你。
He has a message for you.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
So that you and your family can be saved.
保罗在祷告的时候
And at the same time, when Paul was praying,
看到异象
he also saw a vision.
从天上有一块布降下来。
There was a piece of cloth descending from heaven.
里面有很多不洁净的动物。
And on it there were all kinds of unclean animals.
有声音告诉他可以宰来吃。
A voice came from heaven saying, "Rise, kill and eat."
就是不洁净的外邦人也可以得到救恩。
That is to say that the unclean Gentiles can also receive the salvation.
那这两个意象合起来，福音就传给哥尼流外邦人。
So through these two visions, the gospel was spread to Cornelius and the Gentiles.
那到使徒行传十五章
，and later on in Acts 15,
他们遇到一个问题
，they encounter a problem.
外邦人信耶稣要不要受割礼
？When the Gentile believers, do they need to be circumcised or not?
那这也不是计划出来的。
This also was unplanned.
因为教会在成长，问题就出来。
And as the church grows, there will be issues.
那有人说一定要受割礼才可以得救，既然跟得救有关系，他们会坚持到底。
Some insisted that because they must be circumcised so that they can be saved.
那有人说如果需要受割礼，那所有的律法都要遵行。
And some says that if they have to be circumcised, then we need to keep all the laws.
那这样靠恩典称义就没不见了。
Then there's no need to be justified by faith and by grace.
那在圣灵的带领下
，So through the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
最后说圣灵跟我们一起做决议。
And he says that the Holy Spirit will work among us.
外邦人不需要受割礼。
We determined that the Gentiles need not be circumcised.
所以这个真理有一个突破。
So this was a breakthrough in their understanding of the truth.
教会就合一。
So the church became united.
那到了十六章。
In chapter 16,
其实保罗本身是有计划的。
Paul had his own plans.
所以圣公有计划也是好的，有时候也是应该的。
So it is good that sometimes we have plans.
但是保罗有一个很重要的心态。
But Paul had a mindset.
就是他留一个空间给神来改变他的计划。
He leave room for God to change his own plan.
所以在第六节。
So in chapter 16, verse 6,
他们本来要在亚细亚讲道。
They were planning to preach in Asia Minor.
然后圣灵禁止他们。
But they were forbidden to do so by the Holy Spirit.
那怎么圣灵会禁止他们呢？
Why did this happen?
他们一定有为这件事情来求问神。
They must have prayed about it to the Lord.
主啊，求你带领。
They prayed to the Lord to guide them.
那圣灵指示他们不要在这里。
And the Holy Spirit told them to not preach here.
结果他们就来到加拉太一带地方。
So they came to Galatia.
第七节来到美西亚。
Verse 7, they came to Messiah.
那最后想要到皮推尼去。
And they wanted to go to Bithynia.
耶稣的灵却不允许。
But the Spirit did not permit them.
那既然不允许，再改变。
So they changed their plans once again.
那到第三次。
For the third time.
到特罗亚去第八节。
In verse 8, they came to Troas.
那在第九节就夜间看到异象。
And in verse 9, they saw a vision at night.
就是马提准人说，请到这里来帮助我们。
The men of Macedonia cry out to them to come over to help them.
这就是圣灵的带领。
So this was the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗就顺着圣灵的带领到欧洲去传福音。
So Paul, he followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He came to Europe.
所以我们今天圣工的发展。
Today for the gospel, for the Holy Word to grow and prosper.
主耶稣已经升到天上去了。
The Lord Jesus has ascended to heaven.
在我们应该计划的范围，我们应该计划。
We can plan according to what we can.
但是如果我们很迫切的祷告。
But after our fervent prayers,
有时候神会改变我们的计划。
God may change our plans.
有时候神会带出我们没有计划出来的圣工。
God may bring us to do the work that we had not planned to do.
因为神的意念高过人的意念。
Because the will of God, the mindset of God is much higher than that of ours.
有时候我们圣工不晓得怎么发展。
Sometimes we don't know how to spread the word. The
不晓得从哪里入门。
We don't know how to start.
那时候我们需要更多的祷告
，so we need more prayers，
神会带领
，so that God may guide us，
让我们知道应该要怎么做
，so that we may know what we should do，
让我们遇到很虔诚的人，像吕底亚，结果他跟他全家就信主了
，so Paul met a very fervent believer named Lydia， her entire family believed，
原来神有他的计划，要拣选吕底亚一家人。
God's plan was to choose the family of Lydia.
神也有计划要在欧洲建立他的教会。
God's plan was to establish his church in the European continent.
所以圣灵就照着神的计划带领他们欧洲传福音。
So Holy Spirit led them according to the will of God to Europe to preach the gospel.
那到了十九节以后啊。
So from verse 19 and onwards.
就在讲禁足全家受洗。
This is when the family of the jailer believed.
我们先来想为什么要全家信主。
So if we think about why do they need for the whole household to believe?
至少我们可以看出两个原因。
And we can see that there are two reasons.
31节。
Verse 31. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, and you and your household.
说当信主耶稣你跟你的一家都必得救如果只有禁足信主
If only the jailer believe
他那一家只有他得救
Then he will be the only one in his household that will be saved
如果只有禁足跟他太太受洗
If it was only the jailer and his wife believe
他那一家只有禁足跟太太得救
It was only the husband and wife that can be saved
如果只有禁足的跟他孩子受洗
If it was only the jailer and his children believe,
只有他跟孩子得救
and only he and the children can be saved.
那到底得救这么重要吗
？So is why is it so important to be saved?
什么叫做得救
？What does it mean to be saved?
我们看二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts 26.
二十六章的十八节。
Acts 26 verse 18.18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
18节在讲保罗到外邦去传福音。
Here when Paul was preaching among the Gentiles,
因为福音所以他们眼睛得开。
Because of receiving the Gospels, their eyes are open.
因为福音就是神的光。
Because the Gospel is the light of God.
要照亮。坐在黑暗里面的人
，to shine into those who are living in darkness。
所以下面说，从黑暗归向光明
，so that they may turn from the darkness into light。
我们家里面的人还没有得救，他是在黑暗里面的。
If our family members have not been saved, they are still living in darkness。
黑暗是什么
？What is darkness？
黑暗就是死亡。
Darkness is death。
就是没有盼望。
Darkness is to be without hope。
黑暗是什么？
What is darkness?
黑暗就是罪恶的权势所控制。
Darkness is to be controlled by the power of sin and death.
没有真正的自由。
It is to not be truly free.
黑暗是什么？
What is darkness?
黑暗就是眼瞎。
It is to be blind.
看不到人生最有价值的是什么？
It is to not be able to see what is the most valuable thing in life.
因为在黑暗里面，所以把粪土当至宝。
Because we live in darkness, we consider rubbish as treasure.
因为我们被光照，所以我们把救恩当至宝。
Because we have been shined by the light of God, that is why we regard the gospel of salvation as the utmost treasure.
因为救恩太可贵了，所以世界最好的还是粪土。
Because salvation is so precious, everything else in the world is considered rubbish.
所以我们就知道得救跟不得救差太多了。
So we know that there's a great distinction between whether or not we are saved or not.
第二个，从撒旦的权柄归向神。
Also to be so that we can go from the power of Satan to God.
撒旦有权柄控制人。
Satan has the power to control us.
圣经说魔鬼从起初就是犯罪的。
And the Bible says that the devil has sinned from the very beginning.
魔鬼不只是犯罪，他要引导人犯罪。
The devil not only sinned, but he will draw man to sin.
所以没有得救就是在魔鬼的控制之下。
To not be saved is to be controlled by the power of Satan.
这样的人生是没有希望的。
Such type of a life is without hope.
那因为很多的罪的影响，家庭生活发生问题，婚姻发生问题，子女发生问题。
Because of sins, there's problems within our families, and there's problems with our children.
因为魔鬼在背后借着罪在控制我们。
It is because of the work of Satan that controls us through sins.
圣经说魔鬼有信。
And the Bible says that the devil also believed.
Yeah, 但是这个信带给他们是恐惧战惊。
But this believing brings them fear and trembling.
魔鬼知道有神。
Even the devil knows that there is a God.
但这个信带给他们害怕。
But the believing brings fear and hopelessness.
因为他是犯罪的。
Because the devil has sinned.
将来要面对神的审判。
He faces the judgment of God.
所以如果我们要讲实在一点，我们的家人还没有信主，将来要面对审判。
So our family members, we have not believed, they will face the eternal condemnation.
这是我们不愿意听的。
This is something that we do not like to hear.
但这是事实。
But this is a fact.
因为没有信的都是在魔鬼的权下。
Those who have not been saved are under the power of Satan.
但是受洗就归到神的国里面。
But through baptism, we can enter into the kingdom of God.
那是牛奶与蜜之地。
As a place flowing with milk and honey.
公义、平安、喜乐。
The peace, our righteousness, and justice.
这样的生活是丰盛的，是甜美的。
It's a life of abundance. It's a life of fruitfulness.
所以这个差太多了。
So this is a great difference between the two.
因此要把家庭的得救当作第一件最重要的目标来努力。
So the salvation of our entire family should be the first priority in our life.
下面说，因信我得蒙赦罪。
And in believing that they may receive the forgiveness of sins.
没有得救，活在罪里面。
Without being saved, we're living in sin.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
没有办法医治的病。
It is an illness that cannot be cured.
病是很痛苦的。
We suffer in times of illness.
病的结果就是死。
The end result of illness leads to death.
罪给我们痛苦。
Sin brings us suffering.
罪的结果就是死。
The result of sin is death.
不止今生的死，永远的死。
Not only the death physically, but spiritually.
所以赦罪很重要。
So for the forgiveness of sin, it is very important.
罪赦了，就得到生命。
Once our sins are forgiven, then we can receive life.
罪赦了，罪就不能控制我们。
When our sins are forgiven, then we will not be under the control of sin.
我们就可以做义的奴仆。
And we can become slave to righteousness and justice.
这个结果是好的。
And which result in what is good?
是神的同在。
We receive the abundance of God.
丰盛的恩典。
The fullness of the grace of God.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是债。
Sin, it is a debt.
没有办法偿还的债。
It's a debt that can never be repaid.
哪一天我们见到神，神要跟我们算账。
The day that we see the Lord, we must repay the debt.
但是当我们罪得赦免。
But once our sins are forgiven,
我们在神面前就没有亏欠。
That our debt before God has been erased.
因为主耶稣已经替我们还了这个债。
For the Lord Jesus has paid this debt on our behalf.
在十字架上，他替我们还了这个债。
On the cross, he paid the debt for us.
这个叫做恩典。
This is what we call grace.
一笔勾销。
To be forgiven of all our debt.
被称义。
To be justified.
好，下面和一切成圣的同得基业。
So that we can receive an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
人生好像股票市场。
Our life is like the stock market.
从零开始。
It starts with zero.
但三四十岁、五六十岁，股票到顶点了。
When you are in the 30s, 40s, or 50s, your stock price may peak.
我们有很有成就感，我一生努力，哇，这么好。
We feel a great sense of accomplishment.
但是死的那一期间，
but when death is near,
啊，这个股票掉到零点。
Then we find that our stock price falls to back to zero.
这个叫做虚空。
And this is what we call vanity.
我们空手而来，空手而去。
We come empty-handed. We shall leave empty-handed.
但是如果我们得救，
but if we can be saved,
改变生命的方向，
if we can change the direction of our life,
从此以后来追求属灵的丰盛，
we will no longer from today onward we pursue the richness of our faith.
过一个服侍神的生活，
we live a life of serving God.
我们的在神面前是丰盛的。
And before God, we are one who is wealthy.
死的那一个时刻。
Then on the day that we die,
我们要领受公义的冠冕。
We shall receive the crown of righteousness.
人生是不虚空的。
And our life will not be in vain.
这个差别是天跟地。
So this is the difference between day and night.
所以如果我们很爱我们的家人，
So if we love our family,
一定要把他的得救当作第一要件。
We must prioritize their salvation as number one.
因为这太重要了。
For this is of the greatest importance.
所以使徒行传十六章说，要信主，你跟你一家都必得救。
So in Acts 16, Paul says that so that you must believe, so that you and your household may be saved.
我们再看三十四节。
Let's read verse 34.
最后一句话。
The last part.
他跟全家因了信了神，都很喜乐。
He says that, and he rejoiced having believed in God with all his household.
这个很难得。
And so this is something very extraordinary.
虽然我们都很重视家庭。
Even though we place great emphasis on our family.
但是家庭生活很和睦、很圆满、很喜乐的真的是很少。
But they are very, for our family to be very harmonious, very loving, very joyful, it is quite rare.
只有主耶稣在我们当中。
It is only when the Lord Jesus is among us.
他的道运行在我们心里面。
When His word, when His spirit moves among us.
我们家人才会有相同的观念。
Then our entire family may have the same concept and same ideas.
人生才会有相同的目标。
Then we can have the common goals in life.
有相同的价值。
Then we can have the same set of values.
我们很容易能够同心合意。
Then we can easily have one heart and one mind.
那这样家庭生活才会感觉到很幸福。
Then our family life will be a peaceful and harmonious one.
夫妻最大的痛苦是，太太很注重信仰，先生根本不在乎。
The greatest pain and suffering within the family is when one spouse cares a lot about the faith and the other does not.
你觉得很重要的、很喜乐的，要跟另一方面分享，好像对牛弹琴。
What we feel is very important, but yet our other half do not consider it as very important.
那是何等的孤单。
And so this is very something very lonely.
家庭的痛苦有时候是两代没有办法沟通，称作代沟。
The pain in our family is when the parents and the children cannot communicate. We call it the generation gap.
因为上面一代不是在这个社会长大。
Because the older generation may not have grown up in this society.
他有他文化的背景。
They have their own cultural background.
下面一代是在这里长大。
The newer generation grew up here.
他有他的背景。
They have their own needs and wants.
所以这个观念有一个差别。
So there is a disparity in their thoughts and ideas.
有时候全家吃饭，但是就在心里面没有办法沟通。
Sometimes when we have dinner together, yet there is nothing to talk about.
下一代觉得很孤单，上一代也觉得很孤单。
And so that both generations feel a sense of loneliness.
但是当我们全家都信主，
but when our entire household can believe,
观念一致。
Then our thoughts and ideas will be unified.
忽然发现两代之间很好沟通。
We realize that communication it is very easy.
我记得几年前在我们Irvine开 NATS.
A few years ago during the NATS here in Irvine.
有一个爸爸跟他女儿都一起在这里参加。
There was a brother and his children. They all attended.
他说他回去那一天晚上跟他的女儿谈到半夜。
He says that the night after the NATS concluded, he talked to his daughter until midnight.
从他女儿长大以后，他从来没有这样能够跟女儿谈得很喜乐，谈到半夜。
Ever since his daughter grew up, he had never had this opportunity to talk to her in this way.
那到底教会做什么？
So what did they do when they come to church?
第一个, 查考神的话,
they study the word of God.
第二个,
they pray and was filled by the Holy Spirit.
第三个,
they have fellowship together.
就这样一个礼拜,
so in 1 week, they made such great strides.
Oh,
so what is happiness? Happiness is for the entire family to be, have one heart and one mind.
能够彼此了解,
to be able to understand one another.
能够彼此帮助,
to be able to help one another.
那只有信仰能够达到那个目标,
only our faith can bring us to this point.
所以全家信主, 全家都很喜乐,
so for the entire family to believe, our entire family will be full of happiness.
这个才是幸福,
so this is true happiness.
不是快乐,
it is not it is not the worldly happiness.
好, 快乐是用钱买的,
happiness of the world can be bought with money.
快乐是感官的刺激,
and happiness, it is the excitement that we feel in our heart.
快乐来得快, 走得也快,
and this type of happiness come and goes. 好,
但是喜乐是在心里面,
but joy, it is something that stays within us.
是一种满足,
it is an inner satisfaction.
是一种甜美的感觉,
it is a sweet aroma that is
within us.
It is something that does not cost money.
这个叫做恩典,
this is what we call grace.
为什么要全家信主?
So why do we need our whole family to believe?
从属灵上来讲, 全家得救,
spiritually, it is for our family to be saved.
从生活上来讲, 全家很喜乐,
and in our life, our entire family will be in peace and joy.
那进主跟全家到底怎么全家受洗呢?
And how did the jailer and his household believe?
我们看32节。
Let's read verse 32. Verse 32, then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house.
33节。
33, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and his family were baptized.
32节说, 他把主的道讲解,
this is the Paul spoke the word of God to them.
好,
they invited Paul.
所以全家一起在听神的道,
so their entire household listened to the word of Paul.
信道是从听道来的,
and believing comes from hearing.
所以我们要全家信主，一定要让全家有机会听到。
So we must allow our family to have the opportunity to hear the word of God.
那有时候带他来慕道，如果他不愿意来，有时候请我们教会的弟兄姐妹去跟他当朋友。
So if they are unwilling to come to church, they brothers and sisters can go visit them and to make friends with them.
那有时候有家庭的聚会团契，到比较不正式的地方，用很多的见证让他来接触道理。
You can bring them to family services or fellowship activities and to listen to testimonies.
哇, 这个很重要,
and so this is very important.
多听他就知道,
when they listen more, they will understand.
知道就容易受洗,
when they understand, they will believe.
但是有时候我们知道哦, 家人要带家人哦, 最难,
and it is most difficult for us to bring our own family to believe.
因为我们家人不只要听你讲信耶稣有多好,
our family members not only want to listen to how good it is to believe in Jesus.
我每一天生活，他要看我们的生活是不是真的跟我们讲一样好。
And they will look at our lives to see whether or not it is as good as we claim it is.
所以要全家信主，我们要追求生命的更新。
So for our entire family to believe, we must seek for our lives to be transformed.
在家庭要结果子。
We need to bear fruit in our household.
那有的人为什么很难带全家信主呢?
And why is it so difficult to bring our family to believe?
因为他回到家里就开始在讲教会的缺点。
When they go home, they talk about the shortcomings of the church.
这个姐妹怎么缺点, 那个弟兄怎么缺点, 回到家都是讲负面的。
When they go home, they talk about all the negatives about this brother, about that sister, and all they hear is that.
这个在家里一直在讲教会的负面呢, 不止很难带他们信仰, 连有信仰的小孩有一天会离开教会。
And so when we talk about the negativity in church, it is very difficult for our children, even our family, to come and believe.
这样做造就不到一个人, 但是伤害好多我们家里的人。
Doing so, we cannot edify, but instead we harm our own family members.
不做每一个人都有成长的空间。
Everyone has the opportunity to grow in faith.
但是主耶稣接纳我们的软弱缺点。
The Lord Jesus accepted our shortcomings and weaknesses.
他给我们机会成长。
He gave us room to grow.
所以我们要用神的爱来接纳别人的缺点。
So we need to accept the shortcomings of others by the love of Christ.
让他有空间成长。
So that they may have room to grow.
如果我们有这个爱，像主接纳我们一样。
So if we have this kind of love and acceptance as the Lord Jesus.
我们在家里面不会一直在谈教会别人的。
We will not talk about the negative aspects of church.
所以非常重要，你要带领全家信主，请不要讲负面缺点。
So if we want to lead our family to believe, we should not talk about the negatives.
因为这没有造就任何一个人，会绊倒很多家里的人。
Because it will not edify, but instead it will become a stumbling block.
那禁足跟全家会受，有很神很有能力的工作。
And for the jailer's family to believe, it is through the powerful work of God.
为什么?
Why is it?
因为这个禁足的一生发现了危机。
Because the jailer's family encountered a crisis.
危机变成转机。
And this crisis became a new opportunity.
我们来看危机在哪里。
So if we look at what is the crisis they encountered.
27节。
And the keeper of the prison... Awakened from the sleep, seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
这里说禁足拿刀要自杀。
The jailer wanted to kill himself.
如果他自杀,
and if he did so,
第一个他不能得救,
he would not be saved.
第二个他全家不能得救,
his family would not be saved.
好, 那他为什么要自杀?
So why was he about to do that?
因为现在在生命里面发现一件事情他没有办法解决。
He encounter something that he cannot resolve.
什么事情?
And what was that?
地大震动。
It was a great earthquake.
监牢的门都打开了。
All the prison doors were open.
监牢门打开, 你看, 那个关到里面不会逃吗?
And the prisoners would have all escaped.
没有一个人愿意在监牢里面呢?
No one wants to be in prison.
那如果都逃走了,
if they had all escaped,
第二天天亮, 他要怎么去解释?
How would he explain what happened?
昨天地大震动, 监牢门开了, 大家都跑掉了, 没有人会信。
If you tell his superior that because of the earthquake, that's why the doors open and the prisoners escape,
那没有人要信, 他要交代啊。
And nobody would believe that.
只有一条路可以走啊。
And so there's only one way for him.
你把监牢的里面人都放走, 你只有死路一条啊。
If you let everybody go, then you must die.
但是在这个时候,
but at this time,
保罗说, 你不要伤害自己。
Paul cried out, saying, do not harm yourself.
我们都在这里。
We are all here.
保罗, 一个神同在的工人, 就给他一个解决的方法。
So Paul, being a worker of God, gave him a way out.
所以, 有时候我们要带领家人很难，为什么？生活太顺利了。Sometimes
it is hard to bring our family. It is because our life is too comfortable.
我没有神，我也活得很好啊。I
live very well without going to church.
所以在日常生活觉得我们很有能力，我们很有能够解决一切问题。We
feel that we are very capable to take care of ourselves and our problems.
但是总有一天。But
there will be one day.
我们会遇到一个环境哦。 能力不能解决问题。
That we'll encounter something that we cannot take care of.
钱财也没有办法解决问题。
Something that money cannot resolve.
在那个时刻就是神工作的时刻。
And that is the time when God will work among us.
危机要变成信仰的转机。
This crisis will become a turning point in our faith.
所以我们就一直带领，一直祷告， 神会安排一个很合适的时刻， 用最合适的方法来让我们全家信主。
So we need to continue to pray for this so that God may arrange for the most opportune time and opportunity for our family members to believe.
全家信主确实很重要。
It is truly important.
所以我们要把这个当作目标。
So let us make this our goal.
当我们新年努力的一个方向。
Make this as our a direction that we can strive after in this new year.
我们一开始努力, 我们灵性会进步。
When we make efforts in this area, our spirituality will improve.
神会与我们同工。
And God will work with us.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
236.
236.
我们现在最后一起来祷告。
We shall now offer our concluding prayer together.
求主圣灵大大浇灌, 充满我们大家。
May the Lord fill us with His Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的充满，把神的爱丰丰富富的浇灌在我们心里面。
So that His love can be filled within us.
啊，这个爱带给我们家庭的温暖。
His love will bring warmth to our family.
这个爱带给我们教会的合一。
Love will bring unity within the church.
这个爱让我们有动力来服侍他。
And this love will give us the ability and the motivation to serve Him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's only down and pray.